Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our Super Bowl Sunday edition and last show before Nathan's big trip edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. See that hairy elephant? it's quite amazing. It has a lot of hair. All righty. And, gosh, it's the second hour, but we're really sort of just getting rolling. It is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Healing Sunday, so that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, Energy Code Sunday, and we are going to get right to the phone lines here. And just so you know, if you call in, Dr. Nels will tune in and work on the animals, and Linda then works on the humans. And that's kind of how it goes. So, Nathan, I think you said we are ready to roll.
Yes, we are. And on the line waiting for us is Michelle in Woodinville with her dog.
And I know Michelle. So, Michelle, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Martha.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. So let's fill everybody else in on what's going on. Michelle, I came to work with you and your family and your dogs not too long ago, just last month.
Yep.
And I assume, you know, we're talking mostly about Bee.
Yes, yep.
Okay, so Dr. Nels, just so you know, we got Bee, who's a Bernedoodle, and she's about a year and a half old, right?
Yeah, she's a little bit closer to two, but yeah.
On her way to 2 years old, Bernedoodle.
Yep.
Then we also, in the background, we have two elderly Havanese.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ruby, who's a white one, and Sam is a dark one. They're about 15 years old. And I would think that both Ruby and Sam could also use a tune-up, don't you think?
They're actually downstairs, and they're asleep on the couch.
Oh, it doesn't matter where they are. They don't have to be with you, and they can be asleep or awake. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They don't have to do anything except.
Oh, okay. Well, then great.
But let's fill everybody in. Now, Dr. Nels, Michelle, you contacted me, and I was there seeing you because Bee is a really nice Bernedoodle, and for the most part is, you know, is a really nice dog. But she can have issues with other dogs. And the big issue is that Michelle hadn't been able to figure out what's going on. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, but as I recall, kind of what can happen is that if you were to go to the dog park or something, she might meet a dog. They start off interacting pretty well together, and then all of a sudden, Bee will kind of like then jump at the other dog and bite at him. Is that right?
Yeah, no biting, but the bark is pretty menacing. And
yeah,
physical.
She does, yeah, all of a sudden. So they're sniffing, they're getting, and all of a sudden she kind of fires up. She hasn't hurt anybody, but from Dr. Nels, I was didn't really understand, and I couldn't quite make sense of it all. I think I even told you, Michelle, when we were working, that it maybe didn't quite all make sense to me right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because for what she was describing, I wasn't really seeing that in Bee, you know, because she's a pretty nice dog. Well, mm-hmm. Then we got to the history of the problem, because during the session, I'll often hear what I need to be able to put it together. And then Michelle's telling me that when Bee was younger, the puppy, the first time she'd had some episodes with another dog. It tends to be the dogs she fires up on are always a little smaller and brown or black doodle types, dark doodle types, okay? So then Michelle says the first time there was an episode between her and another dog, Bee was young, and another dog jumped her and mounted her, and she was pretty upset by the whole thing. Well, and guess what? It was a smaller, darker doodle type. And so for me, it was like, ding, 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 ding. That's got to be it. This dog's nervous system has probably been stuck since that episode, and that would make sense. So I can tell you, Michelle, that because I can see Dr. Nels, what he's doing, you've already tuned in to Bee, right, Dr. Nels?
Yes, and I have been working on Bee, and sounds like a classic fight or flight episode, all right.
Yeah.
And she got stuck.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering, when you tuned in, is the classic reset points, are those ones that said they need work?
Well, I just jumped at the first ones that come up, which are what's in priority in the body. And they weren't what I would call the classic reset points, but I have moved on to the second set, and this is approaching the classic. I think we're going to find a whole bunch of different points here is what it amounts to.
So there's a lot that B needs balancing with.
Right.
So this is okay. So that's a good thing that you're calling in, Michelle, and that we're doing this. And did I forget anything in the story? Is there anything else we need to know about?
No, that's pretty much it. We did not try
to take B out to work with other dogs and so forth. You know, there was a lot of things that Michelle needs to be teaching and working with B and all of that. And I really felt that working on her nervous system was going to be important before we would, see what the results with interacting with other dogs. But how's it been going with B and everybody since I saw you last month?
Going well. We haven't, we've been practicing all the other things, which have been really helpful. And that's been good. I haven't had her at the dog park. I wanted to give it some time. So,
yeah
we've just been, staying close to home and getting exercise. And then, practicing the things that you taught us. She's been up to the mountain with my husband to ski a couple times. And so she has played in the snow. And then she's played with a few other dogs up at the mountain. They've been bigger dogs and haven't had any issues.
Okay, that's good.
My husband said, one time there's a bigger dog and kind of playing, got a little rough with her, and she turned around and gave him a little, leave me alone, but nothing, pretty normal.
Yeah. Yeah, and we know that that's, a swing and snap, rah, rah, back off. That's normal dog-to-dog communication and isn't indicative of any problem.
Right.
So that's good.
But no, other than that, we've just, been practicing all the list of things that we went through when you came over, and she's smart, and
she's smart, but like I said, she really is a nice doodle, and I really liked her, and it something just didn't feel right. But as soon as we talked about, the first episode, that interaction with that smaller, darker doodle type, it made perfect sense that her nervous system had to be involved here. And Dr. Nels is still working on her, Michelle. And sometimes, in fact, most of the time, it's not a real long treatment, and he gets it done pretty quickly. But so I'd say that B really needed some work here.
Yeah, and yes, we are working with the classic reset points as we get through this. But she had a lot going on.
Now, so I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, for Michelle's benefit here, and anyway, with the work that you're doing on her now and what you're feeling is, because many times sometimes we've seen an example of a specific trauma in the dog's past and then one reset treatment with you and it seems to take care of it. Others sometimes need several treatments to.
Yeah.
So do you have any sense on B and what her needs might be?
Well, this session may do it. What I'm doing right here, right now, do it. But it's also possible that it won't because there's no touching of the points. So we're not getting the direct neurological input. We're getting the energy input, which is great and often can solve the issue. But if not, then then we'd have to go to the next step, which is some either taking my course or doing a session with me so the neurological inputs happen from the touching. But here's the thing.
Well, the way that would happen if she did a session with you, that would be because you'd have Michelle put her fingers on the dog and you'd work through her.
Right.
Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Yeah. And it's a two-year-old dog or almost two-year-old dog. So this is not like some of the ones I work with where there's been problems for years and it takes, four sessions to get through it. Usually one or two sessions solve the problem. Yeah. With a younger dog.
Right. If after this today, Michelle, if we end up still seeing the same behavior, then then it would be important probably for you to do a session with Dr. Nils so that he could teach you how to do it, either do the do-it-yourself program or that he would work with you so that you could put your hands on the dog.
Okay.
And, you know, he does, and for everyone else, Dr. Nils always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you're interested in knowing how he could help you and your animal friends, you can just go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the contact link, and he'll arrange a phone call with you. How are our phones doing?
We are actually completely full.
We're full?
Yes.
Oh, so we.
So if you're by any chance trying to call in, just wait for a line to hang up, and then we'll be
and
able
here
to get
I'm
you to
thinking
come through.
Nobody's here. They're all doing the Super Bowl, so we'll just spend the morning with Michelle. Okay. Well, I guess that we have to stay on track. Dr. Nils, when we talked about Ruby and Sam, the Havanese, the 15-year-olds, do you have enough of a connection just knowing that when you get done with B, you could check on those two?
Yes, I can. I just finished up with B, so let me do a quick check in here. Ruby is she the dark colored one?
She's the white one.
The white one. Ruby is the white one. Okay. Ruby,
Sam is the dark one.
All right. Well, Ruby seems to be doing pretty good in the energy department. Sam's got a little imbalance there. And so I'll go ahead and just tune in. It doesn't feel as extensive as.
Okay. Well, I just wondered. So you could be working on that. So then Linda can do a treatment with Michelle. Are you open to that, Michelle?
Sure.
All right. So Linda is going to. Work with you, Michelle, and for everyone else that's listening, if you haven't listened before, know that this is energetic healing, so there's no issue with distance. So when you're listening to Linda talk to and give Michelle instructions, you just do and think about what she's saying related to yourself, and guess what? You get a surrogate healing. You'll get the energy, too. So how cool is that? All right, so we are Pardon me?
I said thank you.
All right, so I am turning you over to Linda. You're in charge.
Okay, so Michelle, I'm going to invite you to think about a beautiful blue sky, just thinking the sky is blue.
The sky is blue.
So I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the thought, I believe I am successful. You're just thinking that over and over. I believe I am successful.
I believe I am successful.
And then setting that aside, focus on a feeling of grief. And we're going to replace that. Going to replace grief with the feeling of conscientious. Conscientious and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing, just taking a long, slow inhale. And a long, slow exhale, and just keep repeating those.
All right, Michelle, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking conscientious, 3. Conscientious. 3. Conscientious. 3.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Michelle. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then returning to the thought, I believe I am successful. And that is complete.
Yay.
So I'm going to have you, I'm going to do an affirmation here. Just going to have you affirm, I am conscientious. And notice how you feel when you think that or say that. I am conscientious. And actually, to make it even more powerful, you would put your own name in that. I, Michelle, am conscientious.
Oh. So it, now that's something new.
Yeah. And that's something everybody listening can think about is the I am statement is very powerful, but it can really boost that by saying our own name.
Oh, okay.
So we would just, so everybody listening would just put their name in that space and think.
So Michelle would be, I, Michelle, am conscientious.
Yes.
All right. So Michelle, that's your affirmation, and you want to repeat that often through the week and very much in the next 2 to 3 days.
Yes.
To keep the energy stable. Does that make sense?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. And then Dr. Nails, anything else to report on Ruby and Sam?
Well, I checked in Sam first, and he needed more than just a basic reset, but not as much as B did. And then I checked back into Ruby, and she just needed a very minor touch-up. She didn't need the – she needed one pair of points on each side. It was –
all right. And so then B did well. She needed a lot of work, and some of it was the classic reset points.
Yes.
And so very well that this could make a big difference, Michelle. So I want you to stay in touch with me. Let me know how you're doing, when you think you're, of course, if any experiences happen. But then if we decide you need me to come with you or you just want to get up. Anyway, we can discuss when to get back out there and start testing the water.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right.
God bless.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. I know we've got full phone lines, but we're behind schedule. And, you know, Nathan's got a plane to catch. So come on. Let's take care of advertisers. And then we will get right back to the phone. Who's next?
Aaron and Bothell.
Ah. Well, wouldn't you know? I think I know Aaron, too. All right, everybody's part of the family today. All right, so everybody, you hang on. You guys are next. We'll take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Service going on right now at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell on the Bothell-Everett Highway and the Yoga Hall. And obviously services every Sunday, and then lots of great yoga and meditation classes and all kinds of stuff going on in the yoga hall. And of course, there's the newly opened East-West Bookshop in downtown Edmonds. And so you want to get in and check that out, anandawashington.org. And then check out Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in Jude's home now. It's a wonderful environment, and she can do wonders for you. Man, I had some serious neck and skull stuff going on, and she straightened all out, and it had to do with ribs and clavicle and all kinds of things that you would never think had anything to do with what this. And but it took a lot to straighten me out, but she did. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 706-706-2836. And remember, we're talking to my clients here today. We're just going to start talk to another one here coming up. We talked to her last month, but when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with you privately in your home to help you understand your dog friends and solve problems. And I always do a free telephone evaluation, so I'd love to hear from you. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their animals, Aaron, that's how you got to me, because your roommate said, call Martha Norwalk. I always appreciate that, and I'll talk to you for free on the phone. My number's 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are all caught up, so let's get back to those phones. And like I said, we're going to talk to Aaron in Bothell. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing, Aaron?
Doing great. How are you all?
We are doing well. And
wonderful.
Getting ready to send Nathan off on his big trip tomorrow. And other than that, we're helping all of you guys. So, gosh, long time no talk. It's only been a few days. Well, Aaron is becoming, has become a member of the Animal World family. So let's see. We first talked to Aaron. We talked to you last month when Natasha was on.
Yes.
And so just to fill Dr. Nels and Linda in, I was out to Aaron's place in this last week. And Aaron, you have... remind us of your dog's name.
Lace and Itchy are my two dogs. Yeah.
Lace is a cat. She looks like a cattle dog. She's a cattle dog Aussie mix rescue out of Texas. And about how old is she now?
Three.
Yeah, 3 years. Okay. And she's a little spitfire. She's got a pile of energy. And then you also have Itchy, and yeah. I think you will. And Itchy is kind of a tan, short-haired terrier type. Looks like a huge Chihuahua with long legs, but a kind of a Chihuahua terrier type mix, but on the larger, longer leg side. and he's deaf or blind.
No, he's not deaf, he's blind,
but has hearing. And he's like, what, 15, 14 or 15? What is
he? He's 14, yeah, and he's also diabetic.
And diabetic, okay. So we're going to want to do, now, Aaron with Lace and Itchy just moved into a home with another roommate who has a dog. And then there's the third roommate, Judy, who's the one that knows us in Animal World, and she's responsible for all of this. So Judy told Aaron about us here on Animal World, and so Aaron called in last week, and Natasha was able to give you a read on Lace, and you said you felt like what she said about her being part of the rodeo circuit and the riding in the trucks and all of that, that you felt that was really accurate information.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so then, now, this kind of dovetails with what you said, Dr. Nels, and you were telling us about this recent case that you've had about two dogs living together, and then all of a sudden they started fighting with each other and not getting along. But there was no intervention on my part, so no training in behavior modification therapy. But Dr. Nels, you're saying just with the neuroenergetic balancing treatments, the relationship between the dogs changed, and they're not fighting with each other anymore.
It makes a big difference. Reset that fight or flight system.
Yeah. So Aaron, I think this is excellent that you called in. And so what we're going to do is Dr. Nels, we'll have him tune in to Lace first, work on her. And then Itchy, you could do a tune-up with Itchy. So before, when you start on the dogs, do you have a connection? Have you been able to make a connection with Lace, the cattle dog?
I've got Lace here and finding some points.
And you'll be able to go to Itchy when you're done?
Let's see. Itchy, tell me a little more about Itchy again.
Tan, terrier mixed type, blind.
Old and blind, yeah. Okay, blind. Got it.
Okay, all right. So, Aaron... Dr. Nels will work on Lace and then Itchy. And so I'm going to turn you, Aaron, over to Linda here in a moment. But I'm trying to remember, because your roommate, Brooke, has a dog. And ideally, we'd like Brooke and her dog to get treated also. But I think Brooke said she's off. She's busy doing something today, isn't she?
Yeah, she's at work today. Yeah.
Now, is her dog there?
No.
With her, or the dog home with you?
No, the dog is not home with me.
Okay. All right. So then, I think we have to figure out how to get Brooke and her dog a treatment at some point, which, could be done off the air, or, we can wait till next month. So,
yeah.
Dr. Nels is working on Lace, and I think all looks well. So, Linda, I'm turning Aaron over to you. You're in charge.
Okay. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
So, Aaron, I tuned in to you while you were talking to Martha. So, I'm just going to have you think a date. And when a date comes up, it just means that it's associated with some interference that we're going to release. So, I'm just going to have you think May 20th, 2021. May 20th, 2021. Just holding that in your mind.
May 20th, 2021.
And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of desire. And the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking desire too.
Aaron, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken a deep breath in and hold it as long as you comfortably can. Release it when you need to, replacing that breath while you think desire to. Desire to. Desire to.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then you're just going to bring the date, May 20th, 2021, back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So let me check for an affirmation. And so the affirmation would be, I embrace the feeling of desire. And what you'll be doing is just focusing as often as you can today, tomorrow, and the next day on the feeling of desire and allowing yourself to be more aware than usual of what it is that you truly desire in any moment, in any situation. It could be something as simple as, what would I like to take in as food or beverage right now? But that's your affirmation. I embrace the feeling of desire.
All right. How are you feeling, Aaron?
Feeling great.
All right.
Thank you.
And Dr. Nels, you are working on who at the moment?
Yep. I've got Itchy. And Itchy's got a number of interesting points that that need connecting. But being an older dog, you know, Itchy's had time to accumulate some stuff. So,
well, and he's also blind and adjusting to a new environment. And
yeah.
I mean, but, you know, he's kind of, he's just, well, Aaron, how did you put it? Itchy is itchy. And he just kind of itchy. You know, he doesn't cause any trouble. He doesn't do anything. He just kind of is what he is. And, you know, and he takes his little injections, his little insulin and all that stuff. He's just quite wonderful. But he's this little blind guy just wandering all over the place.
Yeah.
But I would imagine he might need some balancing simply because he's adjusting to a whole new environment.
Well, there's certainly that. So I'm getting
also
that then. We did anyway, Lace. I found a number of good things to do for Lace that involve the fight or flight points. And so we'll see how that all shapes up.
Well, and I'm wondering too, I've not been able to let it go in my mind, and I'm keep getting that the other dog involved here needs, you know, to be reset or checked on. Now, the owner and the dog are off working or doing whatever they're doing, but, you know, we both Aaron and I now are connected with the other dog. If we give you name and description of the other dog, Dr. Nels, could you be tune in and could we take care of that, do you think?
Let's try.
Okay. So Aaron, remind us, what's Brooke's dog's name?
Her name is Maya. She's brown, kind of medium size.
And she's brown and white. Looks like a big pit Amstaff mix. And I think Jeanette, she's got a lot of Amstaff in her, and I think she has some chow, but you can't really see that. No, she looks like a big pit mix.
Okay.
Brown and white. And her name is Maya.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
Okay. So that's the good news. So, Aaron, you'll be able to let Brooke know that Dr. Nels was able to tune into Maya.
Great.
So he's working on, so let's see what he gets with her. Both of these dogs are nice dogs. We had a good session. These dogs are not fighting with other, they can be out in the yard together and run around a little bit and go for walks. But being as they're both females and, you know, can be a little touchy, we're just not sure about them being able to interact inside, you know, loose all the time. So we're working towards that integration.
Yeah, and they haven't actually
Lace and Maya have not actually had any altercations and
right.
interactions that are negative. It's been Maya and Itchy. So
Maya and Itchy are issues. Oh, so Maya's having a little trouble adjusting to Itchy, huh?
That was the initial
thing, okay.
the incident, yeah.
That maybe that's why, Aaron, because I was going to just leave it with, Linda working with you and Nell's doing, Lace and Itchy. But I kept getting in my mind, no, Maya needs a reset, too.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're doing. OK, so Nell's, you're still working on Maya. So you found some stuff that needed some work here.
Yes, indeed. There's couple of points on each side, classic fight or flight, and a little bit more.
Excellent. So, Aaron, you're going to need to let me know how this, the next, because sometimes you see changes right away. So you might see Maya and Itchy that's not an issue anymore, or that everything seems to be doing better and Itchy adjusting and all of that. So I want you to stay in touch with me. Let me know what's going on, okay?
You got it.
And he's still working on Maya.
Yep, the last set of points here, and they're just starting to pulse and come into synchronization, and there they go. And, okay, so Maya has had a tune-up.
All right, so let Brooke know. We were able to tune up Maya, so let us know she noticed anything, and then you're going to stay in touch with me. But I'm hopeful that this is going to make a difference for everybody.
Great. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Well, I'll look forward to a report off the air. All right. Oh, and then Aaron, not a bad idea to, call in next week so we can have Natasha look at the energy now, as opposed to what she saw last month.
Great.
After the work. So, talk to you next week, if not before. All righty.
Sounds great.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Looks like we better take care of advertisers. And then, Bettina, hold on, because we're coming to you next. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
We've been the host of Conscious Talk Radio on KKNW for the past 23 years. Our big news for 2024 is that we are moving to 880 AM Kixie on Mondays at 3 PM following the John Tesh Show. Don't forget to listen to our Conscious Talk Minutes on the John Tesh Show as well as right here on KKNW.
Join us for our new adventure on our sister station 880 AM Kixie at 3 PM Mondays, repeating on Kixie Saturdays at 7:30 a.m.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We just heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements. It's NUP, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Check them out. All the great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find them all on Amazon. I get the dog supplement from Bridges up in Snohomish, so a lot of our local pet stores have them. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our family of advertisers. Just shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen was in there. And you heard about his great newsletter. You sign up for that on his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Is that right, Dr. Nels? That's where...
Absolutely, yeah. Just go there, and if you haven't been to my website and you go there and just hang out for 30 seconds, a pop-up will come up and ask if you want to sign up for the newsletter.
All right, sounds good. All right, we've got another caller. We are headed, where's Bettina? Is in Seattle.
Seattle.
Welcoming Bettina. Welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Bettina. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I took training with Dr. Nels. Thank you, Dr. Nels.
You're welcome.
However, I'm coming to a new phase with my own healing. I no longer have dog walkers. My last dog walker in the afternoon was kind of impatient with Luna and Skeeter. So I feel like they need a reset, and I wanted Dr. Nels to do it.
Well, okay. We've already found, because Bettina, we've had this discussion, and what I most can relate it to, like our Stacy, we haven't caught up yet with Stacy and the Frenchies, but Stacy's also taken the do-it-yourself at home program and knows how to do it. But it came up once, and Stacy's saying, why does it always work better when Dr. Nels does it?
Yeah.
All right. Some of it, I believe that, Dr. Nelsick, when we talked about it, kind of the biggest thing is that, A, he's been doing this for a few decades now. Okay? Mm-hmm. He's really good at it. But the biggest difference between like me being taught to do it or you or Stacy doing it, the difference... Dr. Nels has done this for so long that every cell of his being believes it 110%. There is
better than that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
I know
doubt.
It works.
There's
yeah.
no way. He knows it works with every cell of his being. And so it's that focused mental, his all energy together combined with all the years of experience. That it is kind of true. It's kind of better when Dr. Nels. So no problem with you calling in, Bettina, and you might want to do that once in a while because all of us have a lot of practicing to do to catch up with Dr. Nels.
Yes, 100%.
Nels, are you know Luna and Skeeter, so who are you working on?
I got a hold of Luna right now, and okay. I'm getting her balance.
Oh, and also, I should say, at the end of January, Skeeter had 32 teeth pulled.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's a little mad at me.
32 teeth? Holy moly.
Yeah, they were really bad. They were really bad, like infection and gums. But he's happier, and they're out, and he's coming back to normal, but a reset will help him, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't be biting anybody.
No, he won't.
And he should be grateful for the work, because I'm sure he does feel a whole lot better with, you know, all those infected teeth out of there.
I think so.
Now, Bettina, normally at this point, while Dr. Nails is working on Luna and Skeeter, I turn you over to Linda. Do you want a session with Linda?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda, you're in charge of Bettina. She's all yours.
Hey. Well, hello again, Bettina.
Hi, Linda.
So today, let's see, I'm just kind of checking in here. I'm going to have you think the sky is blue, just letting yourself relax and envision that.
Okay. Yeah, I returned to work this week for the first time in 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a great help to have you say that. Just, I don't have to ask the other questions. Just let yourself, just let your thoughts just allow whatever images, impressions, thoughts you're having about I returned to work this week, whatever that is. Noticing how you feel.
And returning to work.
Okay, so I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of guilt, the feeling of guilt. And we're going to replace that. And we're going to replace guilt with the feeling of delight. Delight and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing. Very long inhale. Very long, slow exhale. Delight. 4. Close. Go ahead.
Bettina, you have your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing long, slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking, delight. 4. Delight. 4. Delight. 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking about, I returned to work this week. Aware of how you feel right now. And that is complete.
Yay.
And
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of delight. And that affirmation will be most helpful as you are looking around for delight, just expecting to find delight in your immediate surroundings at work, just all over the place.
Okay. Thank
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, so Dr. Nils, looks like you finished with Luna
yes.
and Skeeter. It looked like you were pulling something out of somebody. So what were you doing?
Oh, that's a little thing I call energy pumping. I just found out after I'd finished up with them both, I went back and sort of surveyed Luna again. I saw a little stagnation down in her pelvis, so I was just kind of pumping that area energetically to get that energy moving.
Gotcha. All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Bettina. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Have a happy Sunday and happy Valentine's. Thank you all.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye. All right. Now, I don't think we have time to do another caller before the top of the hour. We're going to have to hold. We're coming over to you, Nels. I don't know if you're responsible for this or not, but Veronica in Idaho is next on our list.
Oh, hooray!
Oh, good. So you do recognize that name.
I have no idea who Veronica in
oh,
Idaho
you don't
is.
Know. Okay. Well, we just thought Veronica in Idaho that Well, I don't know. Maybe she's hearing you somewhere.
I'm just welcoming a neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, I don't know, Stacy. Maybe you can check with Veronica and see if she wants to hold over, you know, and love train with us, or whether she wants us to call her back after the top of the hour. But at any rate, we are going to fire up the love train one more time, and then we will go to Idaho to find out what's up with Veronica when we start the next hour, and then we should be able to catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies and all that sort of thing. And I know, Linda, you've got an update. We've got to talk about your website or something. There was an issue. So if you've had any trouble with Linda's website, she's going to let us know what's going on with that.
Yes,
we'll,
I am.
We'll talk about that, too. We are going to get back on the love train, and it is time for us to get a little exercise in. And our juice is flowing for the day and the week, and dancing is required. You don't get to opt out on this one, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. So get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're dancing and getting our exercise in, we're going to send love all over the planet. You know where it needs to go. There's a number of places, but let's be sending it everywhere it's needed. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.